Hey, welcome. It's time for Atomic Radio Hour, post-nuclear podcast. I'm your host, Vince. Taking it back to the old days of ARH, this is strictly just audio. So last week, I left you a little high, a little dry. I apologize. I'm going to show episode 364. I apologize. Last week, everything that could have happened happened. And this week, the joys of old age, the joys of an elderly lifestyle, my back has been thrown out, completely out. This is the worst it's been in a very long time. My job also changed, so it's a lot more physical activity, so I feel like it's going to take a little longer. And I'm actually recording this on a Friday, where I usually record on a Wednesday, because Wednesday, I was in such tremendous pain that I came home to sit on the couch just to relax and unwind, and the next thing I knew, I woke up at about 9:30. So I've yet to... Or no, I apologize. That was Thursday. See, I'm all mixed up and thrown around. I haven't been sleeping well. I didn't want to leave you guys all by your lonesome again. I wanted to show up, say hi, say what's up, give a little bit of, just check in. Just say what's up. There's some things that I wanted to talk about with you real quick. Like, first off, Fallout 4 Anniversary Edition is available on Nintendo Switch 2. I'm actually watching a video of it right now of Fallout 4 Anniversary Edition being played on a Switch 2, and it looks flat. I don't know how else to explain it other than just flat. It looks like it lacks depth. Apparently it plays at 40 FPS, which I think is a crazy number for it to play at. It plays 30, 40, and 60, which is crazy. I'm currently watching gameplay of it from a channel called Switch Up. The way they're showing it is very much like everything's kind of blurry. It's got like just muddy textures. It seems like quality mode looks a little bit better, and performance mode doesn't look great. Everything just looks muddy. And like that's the thing that I want to know. Who's playing Fallout 4 on Switch? Like, who needs to play this game that badly? I remember back in the day it was rumored that Fallout 3 was going to get ported over to the Switch, and I thought that made sense, because as big as a game as Fallout 3 feels when you were first playing it when it first came out, it's not huge, and I feel like would work really, really well as a handheld. It's also a big reason why I never delve super deep into Nintendo stuff, because if it couldn't run a game from 2008, like what really was the point? The Nintendo stuff looks great. They're making something great for their console. Of course it looks great. But just from the footage I've seen, it's just crazy to me that a game that's 10 years old is on new hardware. This came out February 24th of 2026. I mean, it's the same thing when the first Switch came out and Skyrim was on it. It was one of those things where Nintendo didn't show off a ton, and I remember one of the big criticisms were, why are we showing off a game that's already X amount of years old for new hardware? It comes with everything. You know, it comes with all the paid mods, all the Brahmin armor, the horse armor, Captain Cosmo's quest line, Doom stuff, Gunners versus Minutemen quest. This just says yellow. What is this? Is this Pip-Boy skins? Pip-Boy paint jobs. That's why I just said yellow. You know, power armor, Zayton arsenal, virtual workshops, Tesla cannons, sea scavengers. Comes with all this stuff. But it's on the Switch. And I gotta say, the cover art for it is not great. It's just the Fallout 4 logo. It says Anniversary Edition. And then has a T-60 helmet. I don't know why you wouldn't just show Nate and Dogmeat walking through next to a red rocket. That seems to be the iconography for it. I'm not here to complain. I'm not here to bitch and moan. I'm just genuinely curious to who is playing on Switch 2. I don't know anybody with a Switch 2. I lie. I know one person with a Switch 2. And it's not Kyle. And if anybody was to own a Switch 2, I feel like it would be Kyle. My back's really killing me. So, you know, it always happens in thirds. I was busy with every possible thing that could have happened to me. And then my back gets thrown out. And then on my drive home from work today, I find out that my exhaust pipe, my tailpipe, is hanging off of the muffler. I wouldn't be surprised, me just sitting here not driving the car, the tailpipe has fallen off. I was given a little fiddle when I was trying to adjust it, because I had to use a coat hanger to make sure that it didn't scrape on the ground. And doing that, I wouldn't be surprised if the tailpipe has completely fallen off. So that's my whole day tomorrow, Saturday. So if this gets uploaded on Sunday, I apologize, but that's my whole Saturday now, is going to be just that. just me fixing my car, and I have no idea what I do not have a rust thumb, whatever the equivalent of like a green thumb is. I don't have that. So I have to get a friend's dad who understands how to do it to come help me. And I have to go pull the exhaust off of an existing car. You know, it's just, it is what it is. And it ain't what it used to be. Just sitting here is really starting to get to me. So what's nice about what I do for work is that I get to move a lot, and I don't have to just sit here and be in pain. Have you guys seen that? And I know this isn't a Fallout thing, but I'm going to talk about this. Have you guys seen that Paramount is now buying Warner Brothers, which means that most of the things I love is now owned by one company, and Paramount is most likely going to shut down CNN, and that's like the whole reason they're buying it. There was a leaked phone call, apparently, that the head of Warner Brothers or something was like, if the deal doesn't go through, we get $7 billion and then we just go back to work. I don't know what exactly that means or what exactly that does, but like the people, without getting too political, the people that are trying to buy Warner Brothers would not like the new Superman movie. And that's kind of where my frustration is right now, is that something that seemed a lot of fun. I was really excited for the whole DC renaissance that was happening, especially in the movies, because I don't watch the Marvel movies. I didn't tune into them. It wasn't my bag, like at all, like nowhere close to it. I went for the big events. Like when Endgame happened, I knew that was going to be a generational movie. That's like going to see Star Wars when it first comes out, you know, going to see Jaws when it first comes out. I knew going to see Endgame and the other one, Infinity War, was going to be like a thing that if I ever had a child, they'd be like, hey, do you remember going to see this movie? Because in 10 more years, 20 more years, 30 more years, 40 more years, when we look at these superhero movies the same way we look at Westerns, that's what I was excited to hear a little bit about. Like, see from younger people, oh, what was this like? Oh, what was that like? So I was excited, especially Superman's a character I didn't really know, and the whole movie is like being an immigrant. And what it means to be an American, and what it means to be a human, and that an immigrant is just a person from another place. And you know, that in and of itself doesn't have to be a political statement to make. And now it just seems like this is worse than if Netflix bought Warner Brothers. It's worse than if they owned HBO. Paramount also owns South Park, so I don't really understand how they've been letting South Park kind of slide. And maybe they're just going to buy it, shut down CNN, and then just say, all right, just make us the money. Like, just go out. It sucks because I don't buy Disney stuff because I don't want to give Disney money. And here I am now having to give, like, this one family that owns 40% of the media. Like, now every media source is just funded by this company. It's just sad to see, especially when it's, like, thing. Like, I grew up as a Batman guy, and now they own Batman. And it's one of those of, are the comics going to shut down? Are they going to sit there and go, no one wants to read print media? Are they going to sit there and go, no one wants to see XYZ? Like, am I going to have to sit through Superman movies now that are just about how much he loves the police and how much he thinks that everyone should just stop resisting? Like, is that what this comes down to? I don't know. These are things that, like, also, it's an unfathomable amount of money. A revised offer, this is from the New York Times, a revised offer of $111 billion, which Warner on Thursday had decreed as a superior deal, giving Netflix 4 business days to decide if they would counter. And it turns out Netflix did not. Yeah, this really feels like the death of movie theaters. Like, that's the biggest takeaway. This feels like the death of the theater. And that's what scares me the most. Because I love going to the theater. It's something that if I ever had a family, I was really hoping to make a big part of. Before I get out of here, I just wanted to show this off. A guy I work with, he told me he was going to Costco and getting all the Nukas, getting all the Jones sodas. So he's like, hey, I got something for you. And he just came into work today with, as you could probably hear, a ton of bottle caps. I still have yet to get a blue star. I was given a blue star, and it doesn't even feel like it belongs to me because it was given to me and I didn't get it myself. And in this bundle of bottle caps I was given a blue star. I think he kept one for himself, but he was like, I don't really collect things like that. You can have it. So I have 2 blue star bottle caps. My boy Malcolm Holmes is going to be looking for my ass sometime soon. But I mean, this guy gave me a lot. This guy gave me, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 31, 32. He gave me 32, 33 bottle caps. And he put it all in the little bag, little Vault-Tec bag that comes with the Jones Soda Costco bundles. So I have a ton more bottle caps. I have so many, but I actually have 4 cases of it in my kitchen right now that I've yet to even get into because I don't really drink soda and I just want a Blue Star. So I'm just hoarding them until I can open them. Like if it's a cheat day. I could open them up. I'm going to get a mason jar for just these. I'm going to go purposely get a glass jar. Like if I'm in the grocery store and see a glass jar, I'm going to purposely get it just to take all the branding off of it. And then put these bottle caps in there, all these Jones ones. I have a cup. That's the one I got from New Vegas Day. I got that cup that I put all the caps that I got from that event in that cup. But then I just got a couple loose just sitting on the shelf, just hanging out with the bag, just chilling. Before I get out of here, I just would like to thank some people quick. The following names that should be on the screen are the Patreon. Starting from the top, I have to thank the OG Noah. Thank you, Noah. After Noah, I have to thank Mellow Millhouse. Thank you to Mellow Millhouse. After Mellow Millhouse, I have to thank Danish Hound Dog. Thank you to Danish Hound Dog. After Danish Hound Dog, I have to thank Willie DeWitt. Thank you to Willie DeWitt. I appreciate you guys a lot. You know, I'm sorry that this episode is as short and as lacking of me as it is, but we're here and I appreciate your love and support. My back's really starting to act up, and it's weird because I got to work out my core more. I think that's what's doing it. Just sitting in my chair, sitting up in my chair is hurting me. And especially if I'm trying to move, just moving the muscles. I can actually get out of a chair easier if there's like a beam in front of me and I pull myself up. So I'm either I got strong shoulders and arms or a weak ass back. All right, time for me to get out of here. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I'm sorry that it's a tad shorter. I do got to get out of here. Sitting here is just excruciating pain for my back. I'm really afraid I have to get surgery. I'm like actually terrified that I have to get surgery. I live in the middle of nowhere with no family and I'm just scared. I just want my mom to hold my hand. Like if I have to get surgery, like that's ultimately what it comes down to. I'm scared and it's going to be expensive because I live in America where they hate their citizens. Yippee. Who knows? I want to thank you for being here. I'm sorry this is such a short one. Sorry I'm not on screen either. This has just been something that I wanted to give to you because I hate leaving you hanging. And like I said last week, everything that could have happened, happened. Anyway, intro music by Shane Ivers. Shout out to the Patreon. I love you guys. Link in the description to the Redbubble, my Twitter, the show's Twitter, Kyle's Twitter. Check out the Discord. Discord's going through some shit. I'm not really sure what's going on with Discord. I don't know if I'm using Discord. I mean, I'm going to use it for the time being, but we'll talk about it when we get there. Thank you for showing up. This has been episode 364 of Atomic Radio Hour, post-nuclear podcast. My name has been Vince, and I'm very old. And I love you. And I'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me. I love you. Bye. See you later. Bye.
Atomic Radio Hour podcast.
A Ghoulman Entertainment production.